Gotta shake that one off. Good morning, everyone. President Bush arrived in Israel today on a week-long visit to the Middle East. It's the president's first trip to Israel since taking office in 2001, after intentionally steering clear of the conflict between Israel and the Palestinian territories for the bulk of his presidency. Bush is now hoping to restart the peace process and get closer to creating a Palestinian state. That was the goal articulated in the U.S.-sponsored roadmap. Bush spoke to reporters in the Rose Garden yesterday before his trip.
It's important to lay out a vision in order for there to be a Palestinian state once roadmap obligations are met.
Bush will also spend a lot of time in the Arab Gulf states, particularly states that have helped the U.S. with the war in Iraq. On the agenda will also be Iran. Here's the president again yesterday.
Iran was a threat. Iran is a threat. And Iran will continue to be a threat if they are allowed to learn how to enrich uranium.
Tensions between the U.S. and Iran rose this week after a naval confrontation in the Persian Gulf, during which American commanders say Iranian boats threatened to destroy them. Yesterday, the Pentagon released a four-minute video showing small Iranian boats swarming around U.S. warships in the Gulf and audio of the threats. The Iranian vessels disappeared before the American warships were about to fire. President Bush called it a provocative act by Iran. Stay with us. We'll dig a little deeper into what this trip means coming up later in the show. The son of slain Pakistani opposition leader Benazir Bhutto yesterday called for a UN investigation into his mother's death. Bilawal Bhutto Zardari, a 19-year-old Oxford student, held a press conference in London yesterday. He blamed Pakistani authorities for not doing enough to protect his mother, and he said he didn't trust them to solve her murder. Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf has refuted these claims and has asked for help in the investigation from Scotland Yard. It was Zardari's first major press conference since taking over his mother's role as head of the Pakistan People's Party. His father, Asif Ali Zardari, will run the party while his son finishes his studies. And finally, the Chinese government says it's banning shops from handing out free plastic bags in a bid to curb pollution. Instead, officials say people will be encouraged to use baskets or reusable cloth bags for their shopping. The moves come amid growing concern about pollution and environmental degradation in China, which uses huge numbers of these plastic bags every year. Of particular concern are those cheap, super thin bags that shopkeepers routinely hand out. So no more. As of June, they are banned. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Because it has of August, the Olympics. What do you think?
Yeah, correlation.
Rachel Martin, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.